girlhood becomes stronger when there's more of us behind it.
Only certain people are allowed in, but who's allowing? That's the real question.
Who is? You know? I don't. Maybe there isn't one. And maybe that's maybe the beautiful part of it. Do you have any relationship to the concept of girlhood?
I absolutely do. I find girlhood to be inspiring. There are a lot of human beings who are girls who transcend what their gender is supposed to be.
Yes.
And that to me is something I draw strength from and excitement from.
Absolutely. And I hope this is the start of a lifelong friendship. What do you think, people?
Personally, I think you're an idiot.
I love you all.
Okay. Oh, we got to do my signature. Okay. Okay, ready? Love ya!
Bye!
You guys look like... What do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
Never in a million years did I think I would watch two grown-ass men dressed as women talking about girlhood. Not womanhood, girlhood. And I think what's more disturbing is that, I don't know, nearly half the population of this country finds no issues with it. It's fine. Nothing to see here. Anyway, it looks like they're joining forces over on the dark side, so be prepared for what's next. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Let's take a look at what's happening over in the wacky world of woke TikTok. And if you're wondering what's going on the screen here, the first time I saw this picture, I just saw it really quickly. I thought this was like some kind of joke picture from Mr. Bean. You guys remember Mr. Bean, right? The old Rowan Atkinson? No, I guess I was wrong. It's not Mr. Bean. It's just another trans woman. They're not really putting in much effort these days with the shaving and I guess just throw a dress on and call it good. You're a woman now.
She's a man.
Hey, listen, Will Thomas threw on a woman's Speedo, started calling himself Leah, jumped in the pool with a bunch of college girls, and everyone fell for it, right? Am I right? Anyway, these next ones, these are my absolute favorite. When we get these huge, just mammoth individuals lecturing us on health and what's real and what's not. Obesity's not real and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, someone commented, obesity is a disease and that's not attractive. All right, let's hear this genius response. Roll it.
Obesity isn't real. It's a made up thing. It is truly a made up thing because really behind the word obesity is basically just a scientific way to dehumanize fat people and make the world, well, really Western society, believe that fat people are a problem or a disease. Fatness is not a disease. Okay. So before you come spewing things, make sure you fact check yourself. Make sure you look into what you're saying. I just want you to know that obesity is not real. And if you come for me being like, everything science says is 100% fact driven and truthful, I will debunk your ass quick.
Go on a diet, you fat.
Whoa, easy with the name calling. It's not gonna help anybody solve anything. Anyway, I had to cut that lady short. She went on for about another minute and a half. And the condescending tone in her voice got worse and worse as the video went on. And so did the ridiculousness of her argument that obesity isn't real. I just couldn't take it anymore. Sorry, lady. Exit stage left. You're done. See, the way she was talking to us like we're a bunch of f***ing idiots or something. Like, it is funny, though, like I said, watching those just huge people trying to lecture us about health and such. Anyway, let's see what Rainbow Bright has to say. Roll the film.
Y'all really want to try to say there aren't trans kids? Let me tell you what there aren't. There aren't cis kids, okay? You telling your child, oh, you're a boy, you're a girl. This is a child. This is a free spirit that has not learned any of that bullshit. So you force it on them. So cisness is the wound. Cisness is the delusion. Cisness is the lie. Cisness is the place of pain. Transness is the healing. Transness is the growth. Transness is the truth. Transness is what we actually are. We are fluid. We are 70% water. We are God. God is change. God is trans. We are trans. You are forcing your kids to be boys and girls. We're saying, be whatever you are, baby. Be free. Be water. Be light. Be sky. Be God. Because guess what? That's what we actually are. What we actually are is trans, is change, is love. We're not the ones doing the forcing.
Wow. Wow. So according to that guy, parents who are raising their kids, we call it the old-fashioned way, I guess, of little boys and little girls, they're the ones doing it wrong? Really? 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 Sir? Anyway, this next clip, what is happening? This next clip is, like I said earlier, the joint of forces over on the dark side. On the dark side, these two grown men dressed up like they're Barbie dolls. So this is just them playing with their Barbie dolls. Now, there is a copyrighted song playing in the back, so I decided to add something a little more fitting. Enjoy. Roll it. The end is nigh, my friends. Ugh, this is what a collapsing society looks like. When two grown men sitting at a table playing Barbies dressed like their Barbies and film it, put it out there for the world to see with no shame. That's a wrap. Anyway, before we go any further, I gotta give a huge shout out to the sponsors of today's video. And while I do that, I'm gonna let this loop on the screen for your viewing pleasure. This guy obviously has some deep-seated issues. But he thinks he's super cool, though. I guess we'll give it to him, right? You're a cool guy. Okay. Anyway, today's video is being brought to us by first sponsor is the Boltonator. Boltonator, thank you, sir, for sponsoring another video. Boltonator's been with us since just about the very beginning, has sponsored several videos. So, Boltonator, truly appreciate all the love and support. And the second sponsor of today's video is our great friend, Coda320. Once again, Coda320. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I truly, truly appreciate the generosity. I truly appreciate the love and support. Coda320's been here since just about the very beginning, too. And Coda320 is one of those people that just, when all hope seems lost, he keeps my faith in humanity. So, Coda320, thank you so much. Boltonator, once again, thank you, sir. Now, if you would like to sponsor the next video and help support the channel, there is a PayPal link in the description box below. And I will say your full name as a sponsor of said video unless stated otherwise by you. Let's get this poor fella off the screen.
You are one dumb son of a
bitch. I'm sure he spends plenty of time in front of a mirror, so can he tell that his biceps look like he's got some kind of gangrenous rock going on? Maybe, just maybe, it's time to slow down on those oil injections. Just saying. Just saying, maybe just slow down a little bit. Anyway, this young fella thinks that he's braver than any military veteran out there because he put a dress on. And you know what? When you got all these people telling him how stunning and brave he is, you wonder why he feels this way. Roll the film, please.
I'm braver than any military veteran who has ever served in the American military. Any of them. The Marines, the Army, the Navy, any of them.
You think you're tough. Think you're tough, huh?
16. You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I blame the people that keep telling these folks how stunning and brave they are. You're so stunning and brave. No, you're not. Anyway, this next clip, I thought this was a joke when I first saw it, but I don't think it is. I think she's being serious. And this, it's sad. It just tells you how non-intelligent some people are. Roll the film.
I'm really about to show y'all why we need to move out of America. Look at this. They're selling lion chops. They're taking exotic animals and cutting them up and putting them in our local grocery stores. Look, I'm in Safeway. They're putting lion meat in the f***ing grocery stores. Lion meat.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Now, just real quick, for those of you that weren't looking at that screen as she was saying that, in case you looked away or something, she's holding up a package that says fresh veal loin chops. Loin chops, fresh veal. It says right on it, fresh veal loin chops. So there's that. Let's keep it moving. All right, guys, we're going to be wrapping it up on this one because I can't take anymore, and I'm sure you guys can't either. That's it. That's enough for one day. So this last clip, this is about a minute and a half long, and this is extremely frightening. What we have here is people talking about how we should be inserting cultural and political stuff into medical school. Medical school should teach about medicine. And as far as like the pronouns and stuff, or if a doctor likes to, nobody needs to know about what that doctor does when he's not at work, what he does in, you know, in his own home behind closed doors. Nobody needs to know. That's his business. No one needs to know that. But these people want all this shoved, not only in our education system like we've seen, but the medical system too. Here it comes. This is not good. Anyway, guys, things are clearly getting crazy out there. So please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Till next time. Roll. Love you guys. Peace. Roll the film, please.
Need to provide that culturally competent care in general for all communities, but in this case for our LGBTQI plus community, I think it needs to start in our training and in school.
Future healthcare providers, the next generation, is focusing on giving problem-solving skills so that healthcare providers, even if they don't know everything, because no one can know everything, at least know the resources and how to find that information.
I think medical schools could do a lot more with training new doctors to understand the diversity of the world. My doctor, his work is about affirmation. He's dedicated his life to making his patients feel seen. Start with do no harm and no judgment.
I think it's absolutely wonderful that LGBTQI plus people are being educated to work in healthcare and are working in this field. I think it's really important that as we do that, this we expand care for members of our community, that we educate our peers and allies in terms of cultural competency.
We first have to acknowledge that we've made great strides, especially in the base levels of tolerance. More and more healthcare providers know to ask about pronouns, are putting materials out in their waiting rooms that are more gender neutral and able to represent people from a more diverse perspective. However, I really think the next step is getting the content to healthcare providers. And what does that look like? It means really targeting health professional training schools, making sure that they have an adequate amount of curriculum.
Insanity.
And you ain't black.